sometimes when we have greed to get something, then we think that we want that thing. And then we think that some of Gurudev's services is we think that, well, without Gurudev's mercy we cannot get that thing. And so to get Gurudev's mercy, we're ready to do any sort of service. But then sometimes I feel that then my service to Gurudev is not in right mood, because I'm serving him to get something, not just to please him. You understand the question? So how to adjust this?
Some lackness is in question. We take Mahaprasadam. We sleep. We take rest. Do anything. Why we take Mahaprasadam? This is Guru Seva or not? If he sleep, this is Guru Seva or not? If we want anything, it is Guru Seva or not? We should think first. We should know that I am sleeping for the service of Gurudev. I am taking Mahaprasad for the service of Gurudev. I have greed, I want to fulfill it for the service of Gurudev. Then what?
No contradiction.
No contradiction. I think. Sapsarup Maharaj,
I like that.
You agree with me or not?
Yes.
If certainly we are doing for Gurudev, everything. We want to serve Radha Krishna. This is not kama. At first it is called nishkam. But we are not satisfied with this
state.
This nishkam, this state. We want to serve Krishna. Only for Radha and Krishna. And Gurudev will be so much pleased by the service of Krishna. So we want all these things. So greed is for service of our Gurudev, Radha and Krishna. I think like this. Once Maharaj Yudhisthira prayed Krishna that I want something from you. Krishna told that it is a fact of Ascharya. Ascharya?
Process?
Ascharya. Ascharya means kya hoga? Wonderful. Just wonderful. I wonder that you are,
yeah, it is wonderful.
I wonder,
yeah,
that why you are wanting something from me. I know that you have never asked anything, prayed anything for you. But yet I see that you are wanting something. It is a fact of wonders. What it may be, I want something from you. What do you want? He told that I want that I should have a very beautiful wife. And so qualified sons and daughters. And very good kingdom. Very brave soldiers. and everything that I want, it will be so good that in whole world there should be not. Understand?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
My English?
Perfect.
Krishna told, why you want so? This is kamna. Kamna means this is desire. Yes, why you are desiring the very beautiful lady, the beautiful kingdom, all these things? He told that I see in a days that all are very fear, they are fear that one who devotes Krishna become poor. Krishna take all good things and he becomes the beggar of street beggar. So all fear and they don't want to serve Krishna. So I want that if I have beautiful lady, wife, so much qualified sons and so much vast kingdom, then all will see that by serving Krishna all things are
given.
So I want that everyone can see that how prosperous I am, how good I am, why with so qualified wife, children and kingdoms, and all will come to serve Krishna. If he has not told so, and only he prayed Krishna that give me this and this and this, then anyone can be misguided.
Yes.
But when he told this fact, we have so much honor for Yudhishthira Maharaj. That his everything is for. He tells, he calls Krishna in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is stated that Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Draupadi, Arjun and Bhim all are praying that, oh Krishna, save me, save me. So many dangerous things have come. So Duryodhan with the help of Jarasandha and all other demons, they have done akraman to us, attacked us. So save me. Draupadi is feeling so much shame. He should be protected. Actually there was nothing there. They are pretended worldly. That Krishna anyhow should come and we can serve him. So they create something so that Krishna may come there and they may serve him. So all the calamity for Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas are for the service of Krishna. So bhakta, those who are surrendered souls, solely surrendered souls, what they wish, what they do for Krishna service and Gurudev service. Krishna service is Gurudev service and Gurudev service is for Krishna and Radha. No difference at all. Anything wrong?
Well, an additional question to that would be, but we have to know, but Gurudev has to say, yes, this is service to me. If I say, I'm doing this for Gurudev, don't I have to know from him that he accepts the service?
If you are so qualified devotee of your Gurudev, he will tell surely.
Even if he's not present physically?
But if are not so qualified, he will know it afterward. A man is preaching, a devotee is preaching. Why he is preaching? He is preaching for his Gurudev, because he will please. He is telling Harikatha to anyone. He is doing anything. He is only preaching, doing and serving. Everything is for his Guru. And this pleasure of Gurudev is the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. Likewise, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar came to Jan Sarman. Govardhan
Brahmin.
He came to by the order of Srimati Radhika. So if Jan Sarma is serving Gurudev, he is serving to Srimati Radhika. But he does not know that Srimati Radhika has sent him and he has come. And he is himself Krishna. So, Guru is very near and dear. What he does for Krishna. So, a devotee should know that the service of Guru is service of Radha and Krishna. If he has separate something, desire, then he is not Guru at all. If Gurudev has any separate wish, then to serve Radha and Krishna. In my vision, he is not Gurudev. There is something lacking. He may be Madhyama Adhikari. He is not Uttama Adhikari. Tumar Ichhaya, more Ichhaya Mishayana. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that I have mixed my whole wishes in your wishes. Tumare ichhai mor ichhai mishai nu. Bhakti Vinod tabe apani bhulil. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that at that time when I mix my all wishes to Krishna, I will
forget myself.
That I am Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then I will remember that I am Kamal Manjari. But always we should practice Vaidhi Bhakti also. Those bhaktis who are opposite of this bhav, only they should be avoided. Otherwise, all Vaidhi bhaktis should be adopted. They are essential. Sharanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam
bandanam
dashyakhyatma nivedan and among 64 kinds of bhakti, which are something opposite to any bhav, sthayi bhav, then they should be checked.
You know the story of Krishna Das Babaji?
Krishna Das Babaji.
He was about 150 years ago. He was, I heard from one old Gaudiya Vaishnava. He was Siddha Purush. He was in...
To whom he was disciple?
I didn't ask that.
He's in our Guru Parampara?
Who told me? For Krishna Das Babaji.
Who Krishna Das Babaji?
Okay, maybe I won't tell that part. I'll just ask directly the question.
Something of Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, we avoid. Your Gurudev also used to avoid. Something. Only he's doing chanting of her name. This Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, you have told this story?
Different one.
No, this one, this was about 150 years before.
Who has told you?
Dinabandhu Maharaj.
Who is Dinabandhu?
Nandaram.
Is he...
He's come...
He has known this fact by any Sahajiya Vaishnava. Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan Thakur, Narottam Thakur. These are of 150 years or 200 years. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is somewhat
100
only. He was about 100 years before he was present, but he has not accepted all these things. We should accept only Guru Parampara, that is Amnaya Vakya, for all these things. No? Only Amnaya Vakya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is in Amnaya. Baldev Vidyabhushan is also less than 150 years. Jagannath Dasa Bhaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Dasa Bhaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. If there were anything, they might have told these facts.
Now, Krishna Das Babaji is an example of someone who fell down. I'm not quoting him as authority. I'm telling what calamity happened to him and what my fear is, so you can guide me. But I don't need to tell his story, I can ask the question.
About Jaipur? Govindaji?
No.
What?
So I'll just ask the question.
No, you can tell.
I can tell the background. He was supposed to be Siddha Purush, and in meditation he was seeing whole Asta Yamila. Then some friend of his invited him to go to Dwarka. So he thought, okay, let us go to Dwarka. And he decorated himself with the four symbols of Vishnu and he went to Dwarka. Then afterwards he returned to Vraj, and when he tried to meditate, he couldn't get back that lila. And for some days he couldn't succeed. Then one night, Lalita Devi came to him in dream, and she told him that that you have been cut from the list of Vraj. Then he felt very much separation, and then some fire started to come from his feet, and he called some devotees to bring some paraphernalia, then he just paraphernalia for yajna, and then he just consumed himself in fire. So my question is this, that some devotees are requesting me to go to Dwarka for some preaching function. And especially since I heard this story, I feel afraid just to go, not that I am on any platform. So I wanted your advice whether to go, and if I do go, what should be my mood or what should be my prayer if I go?
You should go. you certainly go and do preaching. No harm. It is your duty. Because we are not in that state.
Yeah, I know.
If you are in that state, we shouldn't go. And you are not going to worship Rukmini.
No.
You are going only to do Prasarana, Krishna, Krishna. And there you will tell certainly that Nanda Nandani is Supreme Lord.
Yes.
And he is Rasik. And Dwarkadhis is part of manifestation of
Prajanda Nandan.
So what form there?
And Sumati Rukmini is manifested as Sumati Sakya.
So we are going to do service of your Guru.
Yeah.
But when you are in that mood,
yeah.
Nothing to do, only to think Radha and Krishna, not to leave Vrindavan and not to think anything, then you should. But you are going hither and thither and doing preaching. And actual greed is not there. If there is actual greed, then greed, don't think anything, whether it is bad or good or what thing or not thing. It becomes desperate at all. If wrong, I will do wrong to fulfill that greed. It is bad or good, no sense is there. I will have, whether it is good or bad. No shastra, yukti,
argument,
nothing, anything. That is pure greed. I will do to any scenario, anything to extent, but I want to have this. By theft, by
dacoiting,
dacoity, or by goodwill, or by sadachar. Sadachar or anything, I must. Paribhadat janod jatha tathayam bhaktiyam. He is telling Prabodhananda Saraswati or anyone. It has been written in Sikshastra. Rup Goswami Upadesham Paribhadatu jano jatha tathayam. Anyone is telling anything against me, no harm. If anything, anyone is praising, no harm. They should say what they like, but I want this. This is greed. So if greed comes, then it can be thought that whether I should go or not, why I am going. But we know that we are not in so stay that we should not. It will come after so many births. If comes, we will think that it is very, very our fortune. Greed is something. There is certainly greed is, but very lean and thin. this should be nourished by hearing the pastimes and Harikatha of Vaishnavas who have great. Only
experience.
Kalpana.
Imagination.
Imagination cannot do. That I have great eye. Lakshan will tell. Lakshan means something.
Definition.
Something to tell. Cry. I have come. Anything more?
Others can.
No, you have more.
Yeah, yeah. You are hungry.
We have met after so many, many years.
Ages.
You will drink water?
No.
Yourself?
Talking about questions, but I think Maharaj is
kidding. Have you done your prasad there very well?
Better than usual.
Devotees have taken Harinam or Diksha there. They have adopted. Not anything more? We should try to read the books of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur also from this. It would be very, very helpful.
Yeah.
And what we do, Vaidhi Bhakti, we should do with heart. Bhakti Vinod Thakur or Narottam Thakur has written that those persons who will do Vaidhi Bhakti accordingly and sincerely, they will enter in Arananda. Yache Ratnadani Swadhinata
Vaidhi Bhakta Ratayani Sadhinata Ratnadani Ragmargi Karana Pravesh
Ragmata Bhakti Vaya Karana. They have given assurance that those who will go Vaidhi Bhakti sincerely, they will have the association of Raganuga Bhakti. And by hearing the pastimes and Harikatha, they will enter in Raganuga. Our goal is that, but standard and qualification should be also correct. So there is no hurry for this. We should not have the sahajiya, sakhi bheti or any. We have to follow the path according to our Gurudev and Guru Parampara.
I think it is too late to say there should not be hurry for this. It is too late to say that now.
I think maybe Maharaj is doing a little cheating.
No chatting at all.
There are so many
Krishna called the gopis and then he told them to go home.
There are so many persons. I can cheat them, but no.
Now in Raghunath Das Goswami's, Rupa Goswami's prayers, he prayed to Subal for the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. He prays to Lalita, then Vishakha, then Subal in Stavavali. And but Subal is he has some Madhurya.
You are ready?
He's Priyanarmasaka, so he has some access in that. Now if someone is not in that ras, either Madhurya or Priyanarmasaka, but is associate of Krishna, can a sadhaka pray to him to appeal to Krishna, to give him some bhava of some higher rasa, or is that considered not appropriate to approach someone who's not in the same rasa that one aspires for?
More clearly,
say, Rupa Goswami has prayed to Subal, but Subal actually has access to that. But say, we visit temples where there may be deities of associates of Krishna, but who are not in that ras. But is it a fact that because they're Krishna's associates, even if they're not in that ras, they could ask Krishna to give that to somebody else?
Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, also Jiva Goswami in his book Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. Vishwanath Chakravarti has also written Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. They have prayed so many things and prayed to all that you are telling. We can read and do stausthuti of that poems. That Rupa Goswami has written that Ha Devi Kaku Bharakata Gada Atya Vacha Jache Nipatya Bhuri Dandavat Udhvatarati Asya Prasadama Budhasya Jinasya Bhutva Gandharvi Ke Tavagane Gananandi. It is most superior and highest prarthana of Radha and Krishna. Leena Nikunja Kahare Bhavati Mukunde. Once Rupa Goswami is telling, no, that once Srimati Radhika was hiding in a Vrindavan or Govardhan Kunja. He fled away from Krishna and hid himself, herself in any Kunja. Krishna was searching of Radha. Lalita, Vishakha and all were there. They are like this, clapping and enjoying. Sometimes they tell Krishna is there, Srimati Radhika is there. Actually she is there, but Krishna knows that she is not here. So he does not go there. He goes to another kunja. Then they all are clapping. They know that Srimati Radhika is there. So likewise they are clapping and laughing to see Krishna. At last Chitra, one of the eight Sakhi, indicated Krishna that she is hiding in this special kunja. Krishna Vishwas kiya, Vishwas
mein. Krishna
having faith, he went there. But Radhika is not knowing that actually who had told Krishna that I am here. Rup Manjari was on the gate of that kunja. She called Rup Manjari and told that, why you get this sacred place to Krishna? And he becomes some rooster.
Anger.
She becomes some angry to Rup Manjari. Rup Manjari at once told Srimati Radhika, praying that why you are so angry upon me? I have not done so. Chitra has done so. So you should be angry with Chitra. Why to me? I have not done so. This is the very highest thinking and have very good service to Srimati Radhika. They want, Rup Manjari also want that Krishna should meet him, her. And Chitra had done good. Rup Manjari also knows. And by doing so, outwardly Srimati Radhika will be anger something. But he will be so much pleased, they know. But yet she is telling that, you should not be angry with me, I have not done so. You should have mercy upon me. What should we do with this poem? Should we neglect this poem? Or we should read and chant these things as mantra? What should we do? If we have a little bit of greed for Raganda, we should read and read and read. Daily we should read. And this is called stausthuti. If I have a man like greed, he should do all these things as a practice. That a greed may come to me. And when our sovhagya, fortune will come, that we will be like so and have the mercy of Rup Manjari, Rupa Goswami. So we should read and recite all these things. It is also a kind of bhakti. By reciting their poems, their stava and stuti, will be very gained. But I am Sakhi, I am going to the inner, in this vision. When our Siddha Bhav and Rati, that is inner Ragatmik Jan,
is called Siddha Satta.
Lalita, Abhishakha, all are Ragatmik
associates
of Krishna and Radhika. We should not be one of them. But we should think and do kirtan, stav, stuti of all these things. If you are thinking that we are one of them, but you have no gained bhav, that is in Raganuga, Ragatmik Jan. That is Hladini Eums Sambit. The Sar, essence of Hladini and
Sambit.
That is called Prem, and it is always in Ragatmik Jan. When it comes as a shadow of Prem, that is called Rati or Bhav, then we should do all these things, that I am a gopi, or what you are, at that time you will know your sorrow. So before this thing, we should not pretend to do all these things. We should try to achieve all these things by the service of our Gurudev, Vaishnava, Shastra, and Sadhana, discipline.
Itihas,
Akhyan.
Akhyan means Samadhi
Dharaja.
What is known in Samadhi? No, not Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, you know?
Yes, direct perception.
Yes.
Direct perception is not. Yeah. Akhyan, seeing that, own eyes, it is written, it is Akhyan. And Samadhi, realized in Samadhi, and what we write?
Just like Bhagavata and Ramayana.
These are Akhyan. And then Quran. Quran has so many qualities. Srimad Bhagavata has 10
qualities. And Quran has 5.
And other Qurans have 5. Who aaya nahi to kya hoga? Itihas. What has
happened before,
and it is historical fact. It is called itihas. No? Purans are listed. So he is telling that it is all thing combined. Somewhere Rupak means, son is running after his wife, Sandhya. Here it is Rupak. Sandhya is the time when sun is going to set.
Oh, I see.
This is Rupak. No. So, Bhagavad Tamil has been written so many things. Akhyan, Upakhyan, Itihas, Puran, Rupak, all things. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also written all these things. Everything is there. So, no harm. His mantra-drashtarishi, because he has seen everything in Samadhi, everything, that Siddhanta. And Krishna, Lila pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all Siddhanta of Bhakti. No? So it is Akhyan. Upakhyan it is also. Samarupa, he has changed the name. But name was real. It may be. So here it is Rupa. But yet it is true.
Thank you.
Yes. Kya hua? Chalenge na?
Bhagavatam.